Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, one recurring theme that you and I have had over the last several years, Alan, has been the remarkably good values that seem to be consistently coming out from Portugal. I've now been there. You've been there. There's a lot of great wine there. And for some reason, it's still a bargain by the time it crosses the ocean.
That's so true, Hugh. What you have are a lot of indigenous grapes that are used in Portugal. And they make their own wines, and they are so tasty, so good, and so inexpensive. So they're worth looking at. Here's three that I picked out that I thought were really nice. The first is Casa Santolina, and this is from the region of Lisbon, 2018, $13. Now, they call this wine simply Red Blend Portugal. Why not? That's what it is. But what they put together with the all these grapes that they're using, it's a big rustic wine. It's deeply flavored, quite tannic, and extremely food-friendly. Now, if you just look at the deep black color, you can see this is a serious wine. You know, check out the aroma, and it shows dark fruit, rose petals, and earthy woodiness. The flavors are sharp with acidity, and they're charmingly assertive with the tannins. And it's all loaded with flavors of the, it's almost like the blackest plums you can imagine, peppery spice, and some oak notes.
That's a lot going on.
That is a lot going on. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful value for $13. Can't beat it. Oh, yes, you can. This next wine. I was astonished. This is from the Douro River Valley. The maker is called Lalo, and that's all there is on the label. 2018. This is $10. Red Douro wine is essentially dry port. And it has many of the same aromas, many of the same flavors, but it's dry. It's not sweet. And this one is, it was just a very graceful wine. And the flavors on it were truly unique, Hugh. It tasted more like a white wine, a big white wine, than a red wine. The first thing I noticed was this white grape juice flavor. Like you bit down a handful of white grapes. And it was just really... really lovely. But you also got things like sweet pink grapefruit, bright red cherries, and a tang of bitter orange in the close. So I just thought this was a very nice wine. At $10, you better believe it. It is a value. Now this week, we're going to start something on Cellar Notes. We're going to have the wine value of the week, the wine that I think represents the best quality and price rapport. And this week, we're going to be giving that award to a wine from the Douro region called Grilos, G-R-I-L-L-O-S. It's a red wine, $10. It's 50% Aragonés, which is more or less Tempranillo, 30% Torriga Nacional, and 20% a lot of assorted other things. Now, the wines from Douro have a range of styles from fairly light to full and heavy. This one is certainly no more than medium-bodied, with a graceful swirl of flavor. And the flavors are just vibrant and exotic. It has a lovely nose that shows cassis, pomegranate, and bright spices. And the flavors unfold in sequence of something like apple brandy, bright tart cherries, pomegranate, and a citric finish. That's a lot going on, Hugh. And I think that's one big reason, and the price of $10. Why Grilos is my wine value of the week. We're going to put all of these on our website. You can check it out at wypr.org and see them, and you can find out how to order them too.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.